Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I just want to thank you for tuning in today. I hope this podcast inspires, encourages, uplifts, motivates you, and challenges you. Today's podcast is an interesting one. I wasn't really sure what to title it, but the title is Faith or Fear, Come by the Words You Hear, or Come from the Words You Hear. Faith or fear come from the words you hear. Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Meaning that if you don't regularly spend time in the word, your faith is going to be weak. There will be no faith. You know, if you're not in that word on a daily basis, your faith is just going to be weak. And what's even worse to add to that is if you're not getting in the word, but yet you're watching the news, you're watching stupid things on television, you're filling up your mind with the opposite of faith, which is fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. And that's what we tend to do. We tend to ignore the word and we get into fear because that's all we load our minds with. I mean, fear is everywhere. Fear of the COVID, fear of dying, fear of violence, we just fill our minds with it. The news is from start to finish filled with fear. And we become anxious, and then all of a sudden we can't sleep at night because we're worrying about things, and fear is completely set in. But faith comes when you just stand on the word. Faith comes when you open the word and meditate on it. And just let that word go down deep into your soul. I would be lost without the word. Because there's a lot of voices speaking to me on a regular basis. I know that may sound kind of weird, but let's face it. The devil is looking for someone to destroy. He's like a roaring lion seeking for someone to devour. And those voices are going to tell you to be afraid. Those voices are going to tell you you should worry. Those voices are going to tell you that you should be anxious. And then you counter that. Well, actually, you should counter it as those voices are going on in your head with the word. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, make your request known to God. See, once that word gets down into your heart, down into your soul, when those voices start talking, you could start countering it. Jesus did that in the wilderness, didn't he? The devil tempted him 3 times, and each time the devil was defeated because Jesus countered his lies with the truth found in God's word. I have never seen the church like it is right now. Not that I'm an expert on the church, but I got to tell you, fear is running rampant in the church. Pastors are closing their church down because they're afraid. That's what it ultimately boils down to. They have chosen fear because that's all they're listening to. They're listening to the news saying, shut your church down. They're listening to the people telling them to shut their church down. And I got to tell you, that comes straight from the enemy because the Bible says, do not stop meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. The Bible says that no plague shall come near your house. The Bible says that God is your protector. And here we are talking about all this other stuff, dwelling on all this other stuff, so that fear is our predominant thought. We're fearful of everything because we have neglected our time in the word. We have neglected time just meditating on the word and looking up things in the word that apply to the areas of our life where we're fearful. If you're fearful of dying, you should look up things in the word as to why you shouldn't be fearful of dying. If you're fearful of your finances or lack of finances, you should be looking up things in the Word that reassure you that God is your provider, that God shall provide all of your needs. If you think you have to muscle your way to the top and you're fearful that if you don't stab someone in the back or, you know, do whatever it takes to be successful, you're buying into that fear, because the Bible says that promotion comes from the Lord. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. We get caught up in all these things because, let's face it, the enemy wants us to live in fear. The enemy wants us to doubt. The enemy wants us to be afraid. The enemy wants us tossing and turning at night. Are you countering those fearful thoughts that come into your mind with the Word of God? You have to do it. You have to do it out loud. The devil can't hear what you're thinking. I can't tell you how many times I've heard, "Oh, Ray, you're never going to be able to do that." And I would counter that lie with, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." "Ray, you're never going to make it." I counter that lie with, "My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." "Ray, your heart is messed up. You might be like this for the rest of your life." I counter that lie with, "By his stripes you were healed. Do not forget all of his benefits, who heals all of your sickness and all of your disease." But guess what? This kind of faith, this kind of belief, and this, it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. So what I try to tell people is, if you're struggling with something, if you're fearful of something, look up what that is in the Bible and memorize verses that counter that fear with the truth. Look up passages in the Bible that are going to tell you what God says about those things. You can either believe the lies or stand on the truth. Because faith comes by hearing, and so does fear. Faith comes by hearing, and so does fear. I might even just title this podcast, "Faith Comes by Hearing, ... and so does fear." We don't want to admit that, though. There are certain things that I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of heights. I'm afraid of big waves in the ocean. I'm afraid of certain things. I'm afraid of snakes and lions and bugs and certain things. When my heart started acting up a little bit, I started having those thoughts, those doubts, those fears. I just have to counter it with the Word. We all have to decide, do we believe the Word or do we believe our fear? It's a daily choice, because those voices never end. The enemy wants us to be anxious. Jesus came so that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus came to give us peace, a peace that passes all understanding. The Bible says that if we come near to God, he will come near to us. If we resist the devil, he will flee from us. How do we resist? With our "it is written" verse or verses. You better have that Bible down deep in your heart to counter the devil's lies. Because the devil has one purpose: to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus has one purpose: to give you life and to give it you more abundantly. If you don't know that, when the devil's whispering his lies to you, you're going to start slipping into a constant state of fear. Faith comes by hearing. So does fear. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.